Our question this morning is question 40. What did God reveal to man for the rule of his obedience? The answer, the rule which God first revealed to man for his obedience is the moral law, which is summarized in the Ten Commandments. The first thing we want to consider in this question and answer this morning is that there is a universal rule for man. In other words, just as there is only one gospel, there is only one law. There is only one standard. It's not that different races or different religions or different people have a different standard. It makes no difference whether someone lives in South America or China or wherever they live. They are all responsible to the same universal rule. And they will all be held accountable by that same universal rule. It also makes no difference whether or not people have come in contact with the literal wording of this rule or the literal commands themselves, for as we learn in the book of Romans, that even conscience bears witness to the reality of these things. But secondly, this universal rule has been revealed. The rule which God first revealed to man for his obedience. The great thing about the scriptures is that the Creator has actually revealed himself. He has manifested himself or declared himself. So we're not left, to use the words of Calvin, we're not left like blind men searching in the dark, wondering about God, where we might find him. For God has declared himself or manifested himself or revealed himself where? In his word. And he has primarily revealed his standard in the law, in particularly the moral law. Now we make a distinction. We make a distinction, and we'll talk about that in a moment, between the moral law and then the ceremonial and judicial laws. But then thirdly, man is responsible to obey. It says the rule which God first revealed to man, what for? For his obedience. So it's not that God just thought he would write down a nice set of stories and he would present to us a nice book. No, there is an end, a result desired, that we should obey. And in fact, even as we taught on Wednesday evening, I think Liam quoted the verse to us from 1 Samuel 15, to obey is better than sacrifice. Obedience is the chief thing. That's what God wants. I often say to my children when it comes time for maybe a birthday or some other time when presents might be given, and the question comes, what do you want? And I say, obedience. Every time, don't I? Every time when I'm asked, what do I want for my birthday or so on? Obedience. And that's what God wants. God has given us a rule. God has revealed himself. Why? So that we will obey him. But then the nature of this law, it is the moral law. And I've mentioned already, we have three different types of law in the Old Testament. We have the ceremonial law, the judicial law, and the moral law. And this is contained in our Confession of Faith in chapter 19. I won't read the sections, but under the section of the law of God, it goes into detail on the distinction between the moral law, the ceremonial laws, and the judicial laws. And it explains how that the other two have been abrogated or done away with in Christ. But the moral law stands. And it not only stands for unbelievers, it stands also for believers. Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 4.
And he wrote on the tablet of the calling of the first place, the Ten Commandments, which the Lord spake unto you, and out of the midst of the fire, in the day of the assembly, and the Lord gave them unto me.
Thanks, Liam. The amazing thing about the Ten Commandments is even in the way it was given was special. We read in the Word of God that the Ten Commandments was written how? With what? The finger of God. It was written with the finger of God. And even in the communication of it, you could almost say it's the only part of the Bible that was literally in our definition of the word, written by God as an enduring standard. Now it's not, let's be careful, it's not that the law justifies us, or that the law was ever given to justify us. It was never given for that purpose. It was given to show us the character of God. It was given to show the standard that we must meet if we are to get to heaven. As the Word of God reminds us, unless your righteousness exceeds or surpasses the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. So the Ten Commandments is a standard, but we can't meet it. And that's what drives us to Christ. Matthew 19 and verse 17. Yeah, and that's exactly what the Lord is doing with this man, this well-known story. Jesus is showing him the standard that is demanded to reveal his inability to keep that standard, which is summarized in the Ten Commandments. Its basis is in the Ten Commandments of God, or the Decalogue as it is called, which is found in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy, I think, chapter 5. So we have a universal rule that has been revealed that man is responsible to obey. Its nature is moral, and its basis, the Ten Commandments. Now, the application of this is quite simple. The importance of the church using the law of God, specifically the Ten Commandments. As Paul says in another place, how would I know that I am a sinner unless the law said, thou shalt not, and so on. And quite often the problem with the modern church is that we go with the solution before we present the problem. The law needs to be preached that people might be aware that they are lost, but also it needs to be preached to ourselves that we might know how much we fall short in our sanctification as we follow the Lord Jesus. See, the modern church has replaced the moral law of God with my thinking, how am I doing? But no, the only way we know how sanctified we are is how much is our life in conformity with the law of God. The strength is the Holy Spirit. The strength and the basis of all this is our justification in Christ. But the outworking of it is obedience to the law of God. As we consider this question and this answer and the scriptures that go with this week, may God impregnate into our minds the importance and the responsibility we have to His law, because it reflects our responsibility to Him. In His name, amen.